And obviously the sheriff's office has had a federal monitor for more than a decade at this point. Do you believe it's still necessary?
No, I don't. This was a situation that was put in place under somebody that was sheriff three sheriffs ago. He was voted out of office. He was replaced by somebody from another political party. And interestingly, and really tragically, that sheriff ended up resigning from his position because he felt so constrained by the monitor that he wasn't able to do his job. And the system worked in the sense that we voted out the person that was the focus of this monitor. So we need to move on. This $350 million is not making our community safer. And in fact, all of the other places where this monitor is involved has dragged on even longer than 11 years. For example, Oakland, where he is also the federal monitor, has been over 20 years. It doesn't make the community safer. And as a taxpayer, $350 million could be spent a lot of ways to make our community safer.
But if this monitor says that there are still violations happening within the department, shouldn't those violations be addressed?
This monitor has a financial incentive to continue to find violations and noncompliance, and that needs to be taken into account. We have paid, the county has paid, this monitor just shy of $30 million at this point. If he finds compliance, he's out of a job.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.